Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, the moment of wisdom. We want to talk about the moment of wisdom today. You know, we're in the extra hour. And it is the 24th of the month. And in the 24th of the month, you know, we always look at the 24th chapter of Proverbs. And here we are, chapter 24. We're going to be reading from 24, verse 9 and 19 and 20. And so it's a very important one because it's about fretting, you know, fretting. And it says, do not fret because of evil men. And right now, the evil men are just rampant over the face of the earth now. Mm-hmm. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked. Mm. Isn't it amazing how many people, they know the person's wicked. Mm-hmm. You know, they know that they've received their wealth through wicked, I mean, through evil practices and taking advantage of others, but yet they still envy them.
Right.
Crazy.
Isn't it crazy? We know somebody right there in New York, don't we?
Has a big tall sure building. Do.
And so right. He says, you know, do not fret because of evil man or be envious of the wicked, for the evil man has no future hope. And that's what we're just talking about, right? No future hope. And the lamp of the wicked will soon be snuffed out. Mm. And the longer you live, the thing about not living a lot of life, you don't get to see these things happen over, but the longer you live, the more you can see these things happen. You go, whoa, that's exactly, even though it seemed for a day that that person, you know, was, or people were at a particular popularity and or whatever was going on at the time. Mm-hmm. And you knew that their practices weren't right. That just doesn't last. It doesn't last. So first I want to talk about fretting. You know, what is the definition of fretting? Because we're not supposed to fret evil men. Don't fret about evil men. Fretting is to be constantly or visible worried or anxious. Mm-hmm. You know, gradually wearing away a rubbing. And so many people, you know, totally don't get this. You know, and Christians don't get it. That it just doesn't, if you don't fear death, if you don't fear, you know, looking, if you're not worried about what you look like in other people's eyes, you're just concerned about what you look like in God's eyes, that you're doing what's right to the best of your ability in God's eyes, it really just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And so, you know, all this fretting and everything is about manipulation. It's about trying to be political. It's trying to be popular, you know, instead of just, you can be either popular or powerful, but you can't be them both. You got to decide, am I going to walk with God? Or am I going to walk with God and his approval? And I'm going to walk with men and their approval. And listen, if you walk with God and his approval, the others who want to walk with God and his approval will be your friend. They'll be your friends. So don't worry about that. You'll have friends. But Jesus said himself, he says, be worried when everybody talks well of you, for this is how they treated the false prophets. And so if you're sitting here worried about people, you know, not talking well of you, and you're trying to buy into the false prophet operation there, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that. People, if you're doing what's right, people who want to do what's wrong are not going to talk well of you. If you're preaching the kingdom of Jesus and men are having to give up their kingdom, they're not going to be happy with you. They're not, they feel they're going to have to give up control and let Jesus be the Lord instead of them be the Lord. I mean, they're going to be upset about that. They're not going to be happy with you, but they might be saved in the process if you tell the truth.
Right.
And so he says, you know, fret not. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of them. You know, envy would be the word, of that, a feeling of discontented or resentful, a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions. Mm. It's like, really? But, you know, this is true. I mean, people, you know, live their lives thinking about the next piece of possession. It might be America, right?
That's right.
Mm. And you have ministers who are, got lost in the possessions instead of the people. And now they just compete with each other about how big their possessions are while the people are dying in their presence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep the possession going. We got to keep the possession going. It's like, but I'm dying. I ain't got time for that right now. Just throw yourself on the fire of this possession. Let's keep this thing going.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Right.
And so, I mean, it can't be that complicated. We'll be talking more about that in a moment because you know, simple fishermen can follow God. And You don't need the American commodities to follow God. You can follow God without them all. But so then fretting, man, fretting is constantly or visibly worried or anxious, you know, a wearing away of oneself because of oh my goodness, what is he or she going to do? And envy is discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions. Let's just find out what Jesus did. WWJD. Down south, JD's a name. JD. Yeah, Bubba, what's up? Okay. What did Jesus do?
Right.
I mean, he had a lot of evil people doing a lot of evil things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't fret. Mm-hmm. He didn't fret. So what did he do? First thing, this is very important. If you want to live this life where you're going to not be walking around in constant dread and fret and oh my goodness, first of all, you know, find Jesus. If you don't know him, make him the Lord of your life. You're going to be fretful. You're going to worry. Your life's going to be miserable outside of Jesus because the enemy's just going to wear you out and try to take you down before you open your mouth and accept Jesus as your Lord. So it's not going to be good for you. Always going to seduce you with so many things that he'll convince you these things are God.
Mm-hmm.
And then to your death, you know, he'll be kicking you in the ribs as you're missing your relationship with God and entering into internal separation from God. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. That's the first thing. So I'm talking this. We're talking to the church here. You know, we're talking to the church, which is people. Jesus, this is the first thing he did was he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He wasn't worried about what other people thought. And they thought he was the devil. They thought, you know, they call him Beelzebub. You know, they said that he was divisive. They said he wasn't into unity. They said God wasn't into unity.
Yeah, right.
And he was this mysterious carbon bond holding their lips together and their tongue together to say that to him, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he just wasn't in unity with them.
Right.
But he definitely was in unity with himself. Suffer not them to come unto me, right? Mm-hmm. And so he entrusted himself, and it's important. So, and then the second thing is that he knew the Father told him who he was, and he knew what his identity was. You know, you need to know who you are. And he said, because the Father told me who I am, I can humble myself. And he began to wash the disciples' feet. You can't humble yourself before men. You cannot lower yourself. You cannot wash another man's feet if you think your identity is in who you are and what you do. You know, we talk about hoodoo and all that kind of stuff. You know, you are who you are by what you do. Instead of saying, you know, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. And it doesn't really matter outside of that. And so he knew who he was. And so you don't have to fret evil men when they say things about you. And the more accurate you are, the more you'll move in your calling, which is to suffer for doing good.
Right.
Right. And the Lord said, this is commendable.
That's right.
Like, you know, and so then, you know, he spoke truth to them. He never did not tell them the truth. And so, you know, we're fretting an evil man's response. We're fretting an evil man's responses when we won't speak truth. And you speak the truth in love, but you speak the truth. And then he moved on. He didn't speak the truth and just think, you know, that I'm going to hang around and watch for his response. Well, Proverbs says if you do that, it's not going to be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, you rebuke a fool in his folly, you know, you're gonna suffer for it because there's going to be some retaliation type stuff.
Right.
But he would just speak out and move on. And then, you know, when he knew that anything that was going to happen was Father filtered. He knew that it was Father filtered. He knew that nothing can happen to him because he was sinless. You know, he was not in rebellion to the Father, that he knew that everything was Father filtered. Mm. You know, and that if something was going to happen to him, it's something that his Father was going to allow to happen. And so we know that if we've made Jesus the Lord of our life and we have no, we've repented for our sins, we don't have any sin that we have not taken to the cross and acknowledged it and asked God to forgive us, then we can do the same thing because he did that. But anyway, and so he had no issues with evil men coming to him and telling evil plots. And this is what he said. He said very specifically when Judas came to him to be able to sell him out, he said, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
It just doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And when Pilate was talking like he was, to Jesus. Jesus said, there's no authority given you, hasn't been given to you from above. The only reason you're able to do what you're doing right now is because the Father is allowing you to do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And Pilate, who was taking him to be crucified because the religious folk was using the people, the world system, to be able to fulfill their evil deeds.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and so Jesus said, you know, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. You need to get to the point in your walk, you know, to be able, and we're talking about this word of wisdom today, that you're not concerned about the outcome as much as you are the obedience to God and not fretting. And it'll save you a lot of, it'll let your carpet last longer because you won't pace back and forth on your carpet. You know, it'll help your relationships because you won't be talking about all that stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to enjoy life. I think about a particular man, you know, in my journey. And I was in a particular business and he was in a particular business. And because we're in the same business, there was some sort of relationship there. And he had a lot of money and he had facilities and this kind of thing. And we kind of needed the facilities to do what we were doing. And so several of us chose by option to be able, our own personal option, to be able to use this man's facilities because he offered it and that type of thing. And it seemed right on the surface. But after a while, it just something seemed wrong about it. But a lot of people in this business really envied this person.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They envied this person and they fretted about what would happen because their response to rejecting their offer. Mm. You know, an evil man, you know, offers you something for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not right. just as a kind deed. Or a man's bent on evil.
Right.
And so at some point, I'm thinking something is not right. I don't know what it is. You know, and I'm a believer. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call. I get a phone call from a state law enforcement agency, and something like that. And they said, can I meet with you? I'm like, well, I'm busy. No, I said, well, yeah, you can meet with me. And so we go to a particular restaurant, and he begins to download all this stuff to me. And I find out that this man has been under surveillance, and he's been doing things illegal, and he's telling me all these different things, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you know. I looked at this investigator, and I said, well, what do you think I should do? And he said, you should just leave. You just get away. You know, just get away. And I'm like, done.
Yeah.
But when I did that, that you know, people begin to speak evil. They begin to say all these different things, and it's totally twisted right. things. And it's like, mm-hmm. you can say nothing. You know, you can say nothing at a time like that. And a long story short, you know, when, you know, Proverbs says that the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out, that the evil man has no future, that, and this particular person is kind of leading the ring, and there's a lot of them, this is just one encounter, was leading the ring, because when you do what's right, there's going to be people to stand up and tell you you're wrong because they're losing their control and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had quite a few people kind of, you know, speaking against my business and things going on. But all of a sudden, of course, they come and they take him to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrest him and everybody. And not only that, they not only arrested him, they arrested some of those around him.
Mm-hmm.
And now the very facilities that everybody liked was scraped off the face of the earth. Even the very building.
Wow.
This person. I know a lot of buildings that are gone now. That's just totally gone. But even the very building that everybody thought that they had to have and this particular person uses as leverage, and, you know, and they fretted what would happen and they envied what he had, that the whole building, I mean, they, God had it scraped. Somebody scraped it, you know, and there's a whole other business sitting where this man's business once existed. Wow. And this happens over, the longer you live, the more you realize, though it seems for a season, a wicked man will prosper, and they're doing these evil things, and it seems like, you know, they're speaking against you and that type of, let's not worry about it. Listen, their end is not good lest they repent. If they repent, you know, we throw your arms wide open and receive them. You know, you want to be able to forgive them. I mean, you forgive them anyway, but if they ask for it, offer it to them.
Right.
But understand this, that you don't have to fret because things, if you'll entrust yourself to him who judges justly, if your identity is right in who you are in God, and you know that you're a son or daughter of God, you know, you just let things work out. They'll all work out. And eventually the evil man, well, he has no hope. She has no hope. The evil woman has no hope in the future outside of getting it right with God, and eventually their lamp will be snuffed out.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking now, if you look at all the even though that it appears to be the evil's taking out evil, that's quite often happens, that we're looking at leaders in the world that were tyrannical leaders over their people. And now you're seeing, you know, Gaddafi, you know, being killed right there on the hood of a car, of a truck in Libya. You're seeing Hussein, you know, in a stairwell being hung, you know.
Hunted
and hung, found in a foxhole, found in a buried in a hole, you know. And if you live long enough, you see, though it seems like the man will prosper for a day, that his end won't be good. He has no hope in the future, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. But understand this, if you accept Jesus Christ, if you are that person right now that has been doing that to other people and you don't want that ending, you can repent today and say, you know what? As a matter of fact, your ministry is probably going to be greater than anybody else's, because people will know you're like Saul. You're like Paul was when he was persecuting people and doing terrible things, that he became a sign and a wonder because, you know, God saved him. And it took a lot of grace to be able to save him. God has plenty of it. And so with that, you can decide today, hey, you know what? That's me. I'm going to ask God to forgive me. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to loose all these people that I've been controlling by my things, stuff, and whatever. And I'm going to let them know it's wrong. And I'm going to love God, love us, and be the same. Now, if that's you been fretting, you know, listen, stop. Enjoy this life. Begin to enjoy this temporal life that God's given us here on earth, that you can have eternal life with Jesus in heaven forever. Today's moment of wisdom is Proverbs 24:19-20. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.